Lord Jesus, please help us to be sensitive to the truth and discern rightly. And please give us the courage to live the truth, no matter what the cost. Amen. Mother and Lord, what is on your hearts? Jesus began, "The light is overcoming the darkness in certain places." The proliferation of this divine mercy prayer is very, very important to the conquering of darkness. It is a keystone in my plans. And I had to look up keystone. I wanted to get that right. A central stone at the summit of an arch, locking the whole together. And the central principle or part of a policy or system on which all else depends. The guiding principle, the core, the heart, the center. Jesus continued, "The Mother of Mercy devotion is also important. It has a role to play in bringing my mother to the separated brethren." And that's the way that some of the liturgical churches call people who don't understand or practice the same devotions. "I designed the intercession," he continued. "I designed the intercession of the saints to back up those still on earth with their many struggles and challenges. It is a real truth and a great threat to Satan, whose head is crushed by my mother. This is why there is a viewing room in heaven. It allows the saints to see what manner of prayer is needed in real time. And those of you who don't believe we can pray from heaven are mistaken and have been taught error. You do not have to take this vessel's word for it. Study the scriptures for yourselves and see if you can find a precept that forbids prayer from heaven. In fact, everyone in heaven follows my example of prayer and praying at all times. This error was encouraged by Satan to stop those in heaven from being engaged in praying behind those on earth." I didn't succeed in doing that, but it certainly didn't bring the body together. He continued, "I want this restored to my church, and these devotions are instrumental in that. There are many such errors in truth that have been passed down as doctrine when in fact it was motivated by opinion and personal preference. I want you, my people, to believe and practice only the truth, not personal opinions of men. I want to restore many things to you, but you must be courageous in going against the peer pressure and public opinion. Open your mouths and I will fill you with courage to go against heresies and lies. You may lose friends, but in heaven they will be cheering you on and supporting you with their prayers. This also applies to my true presence in the communion host when it is properly consecrated. Research this and you will find places on this earth where my heart bleeds. Because truly, the host is not bread any longer. After the words of consecration, it is my body under the appearance of bread and wine. It is transformed when the words of consecration are spoken by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those who call this alchemy or witchcraft are in serious trouble for condemning that which is of God. It is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Many have done this out of ignorance, not knowing any better, but others do it deliberately out of rancor to support their ideas. In the 6th chapter of John, I make it very clear, unmistakably clear, that the host is my body under the appearance of bread and wine. When I spoke those words, the Pharisees and scribes understood them perfectly. That is why they departed from the crowd. To say that I am the bread of life and my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink, was a serious offense to them, because the life of man is in the blood, and you who believe are receiving it daily. We're receiving the life of Jesus. Please, on that note, take care to receive me worthily, with adoration, thanksgiving, and completely exclusive attention. This and many other things that are helps to heaven and holiness have been discontinued and forbidden. There will come a time when irrefutable proof will be given to man. Blessed are those who are already partaking of these truths and are able to teach others. Great will be your reward in heaven. But woe to those who denounce them. They will be among those who have blasphemed my Holy Spirit. Search the scriptures, my beloved ones, and see for yourself whether these things be true. You will find them there if you set aside your human reasonings and accept the words I spoke at face value. I bless you now with the courage to go ahead and discover and proclaim the truth.